Yo, Ryan Hartley here from We Spent Yesterday. There's a well-known phrase that I'd love for you to moralise upon in this moment. And it goes a little bit like this. And you might know it as, the calm comes before the storm. Well, let's look at that from a different perspective. And I'd love to just shift the words around and hopefully shift your inner thinking and feeling around this one-liner, which is, the storm comes before the calm. The storm comes before the calm. How can you use this shift in words to really start to think about the opportunity that is presented to you when storms, which they will inevitably come into our lives, how can we start to look at those stresses and those pressures and those storms that life will throw at us when we are least expecting them? How can we use them to create calm? And this is where I think having that intimate self-awareness becomes really powerful, because I think what we then make possible for ourselves, whether that be through our thinking and our psychology, whether it be through our grounding and our presence, or whether it be through our physiology, our exercise or our breathing, we build up a toolkit, an awareness of things that can bring about calm in the storm. So let's just say it's the storm at work and there's some stress and there's some pressure and there's something's coming and the boss wants us to do something at very last minute. There's a bit of a storm. Well, an opportunity to create calm is through maybe you're slowing down your breathing, maybe getting out of the office and just expanding your view of the horizon, whatever it is that you can do in that moment to bring about a sense of peace within. And then, like my good friend Katerina shared about her experience yesterday, which when she was at a networking event, her calm and her presence just brought a grounding calm and presence to all of those around her. Even so that one bloke had to take a pause and slow down before he introduced himself. That's the wonderful thing that you can do by being the calm in the storm, is by your sheer ability to bring about that calm within you will create that calm around you too. You will be that grounded guide in amongst the group, and there'll be multiple other situations. Maybe the chaos and the storms coming through, the children coming home from school, or the first thing when they wake up, they all present you an opportunity to learn more about yourself, learn more about how you respond to stress, so that you may be better equipped to bring the calm after the storm. Hope this change in perspective has given you something to think about today. Always be thankful for the storms in our life. We'd certainly be bored without them. I hope that some of these storms aren't so big that they bowl you over. But that's what resilience is. The more and more awareness that you get of yourself, the more and more capable you will be of creating calm within the storm and coming back home to yourself. More capable of deploying a chosen response than your chimp response. Thank you for being here this week. Thank you for tuning in. Please do share this podcast with someone in your circle that you would love to bring along this heart-centered journey. And until next time, until episode 1000 to be shared next Monday, thank you for being here. I appreciate you. Always love.